Last week, the Golden Gate Bridge switched to its new all-electronic tolling system. And bridge officials say it's been a success. For most people, it's not such a big deal. Well over three-quarters of commuters use Fast Track, like John Stevick.
I don't think it's going to affect me, just because I already have a Fast Track. But I feel that maybe the traffic will be, you know, even less.
The bridge has come up with ways for everyone to easily pay, from cash-only folks to tourists in rental cars. You can set up an account with your credit card tied to your license. You can pay in person at a bunch of different locations. And rental companies will cover your toll for a daily fee. Everyone will pay, and the bridge will continue to make and even save money.
We expect to see about a $16 million savings over the coming 8 years after we implement the system. The system cost about $3.2 million to implement.
Mary Curry is the spokesperson for the Golden Gate Transit District, which runs the bridge.
You know, every government agency is faced with having to downsize, and as service providers in the transit world, labor is our biggest expense. So that is directly relates to the all-electronic tolling project. It's labor.
In other words, the toll collectors. Officially called bridge officers, they've been taking drivers' money since the bridge opened in 1937. On March 26th, all 28 of them clocked in for the last time. Jackie Dean was one of those bridge officers, and she said goodbye to a career that spanned 18 years. She reflected on that time and this transition with KALW's Isabel Angel.
I don't think any day on the bridge is typical. It's always something new. You meet new people from different countries around the world, new kids, new dogs. Dogs and kids are my favorite there. My name is Jacqueline Dean. I'm from Vallejo, California, and I'm a bridge officer on the Golden Gate Bridge. You have your regular customers that you see every day. Oh my God, I can just name so many customers, like Joyce, who makes the best brownies in the world. She brings brownies whenever she comes across, and whoever gets them is considered the winner for the day. And she is just the nicest lady. She's been there since I started there, giving us little packets of brownies that she makes by hand. I think my favorite part are all the different people that I meet, from older people to new kids, you know, little kids watching the kids grow up. You watch them, you know, first day of kindergarten, and, you know, they bring you little pictures that they've drawn, graduations from fifth and sixth grade, going into junior high, going into high school. I've even seen some that have gone on to college and come back and they remember you. I remember you when I drew the picture. There's a little boy who gave me a red Matchbox car. I still have that Matchbox car 15 years later. I'm waiting for him to come back and get it from me. It is one of those, it's an adventure. Every day is an adventure there. 1 year I had someone come through and they had taken a flatbed truck, added sand, put a beach chair, was in the back, you know, just had a little margarita with a little umbrella in it, enjoying the sun, you know. Ostriches, that was the big one. There were ostriches that got loose. They were being transported across and somehow got out. And I don't know if you know that ostriches are quite fast and quite strong, and our towman had to go out there and try to wrangle ostriches on the Golden Gate Bridge, and it did stop traffic for about 30 minutes. A friend of mine who used to be a bridge officer, she helped deliver a baby. And actually on his birth certificate, it says that he was born on the Golden Gate Bridge. There's only two people in the world that were actually born on the Golden Gate Bridge. And my friend Karen actually helped deliver that little boy. We truly feel betrayed by our board of directors. You know, they were the people that were voted in to care and be the guardians of the bridge. And we feel they've betrayed us from what they've done. It's not right. I've been hearing about it since like the year 2000. This was something they wanted, and that scared us all. At the time, they were like, oh, it's way off into the future. It's going to take a while. And then you started noticing they were putting in different computers and screens, and it started slowly cutting down the lanes. Because we used to open with 11 lanes and the relief people. And then they cut the relief positions, and they started cutting down the lanes slowly. It became more and more of a reality. I need a therapist for real. I don't know how I'm getting through this. You know, I had an issue yesterday where one of my old-time customers came through, and she was so glad to see me. She wanted to see me before she left. And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and we both started bawling. She's holding my hand, and I just couldn't handle it. And I'm crying. I mean, I'm just full off. My shirt's wet. I'm crying. And then, you know, she leaves and the next car is coming and the husband's looking at me like I'm crazy. But the wife realizes what's happening and she starts crying. He's looking at me, looking at his wife crying. And then he starts tearing up and he was like, oh, my God, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with two women crying, one on each side of me. But they understood and we didn't have to, I didn't have to verbalize anything. I have made some of the best friends in my life. The month I started, my grandfather passed. And I remember asking the office, I needed that Saturday off to go to his funeral. They told me no. There was another bridge officer. We had to understand that having weekends off is just like the best thing. And this was in August, first week of September, my grandfather's funeral. And there was a lady there named Gloria. And she had Saturdays off. And she took it upon herself to give me her Saturday so I could be with my family. Everybody there has gone with me through my own personal losses. Grandparents, my mother and my father quite close, and a sister. I mean, every year I have the obituaries at home. Every year I lost somebody close to me. And they were there for me. My job was my normal. It's what I was able to come back to that was stable in my life. Just the fact that we're all going through the same thing and losing family, creating new families, they were there for me. It's kind of emotional because I can say my friends there have seen me go through tremendous growth coming there at the age of 24. I'm 43 now. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to miss them. And the sun rises and the sun sets. The sky is perfectly blue. And that bridge, it has an inner glow. And it's just totally, there's no other word but to say, but awesome. It's just like no other in the world.